You know, there is a guy actually in San Francisco. Chuck Mabius writes about this in the Chronicle this morning, who got so sick and tired of these gas prices. And he owns a gas station in San Francisco, 6th and Harrison. In fact, you know what he did?
What did he do?
He jacked up prices to $4 a gallon in protest. Yeah, I know. It sounds kind of strange, but follow the reasoning here. He owns a Shell franchise, and he's turning over the keys to the company because he says they've been screwing him for so long that, they've jacked up his rent to $13,000 a month from $6,000 a month. He wanted to cut gasoline prices. They wouldn't allow him to do it. So he deliberately violated his contract, and he has prices, you know, they call him and dictate the prices that they're supposed to
Yeah,
charge every day.
there's more to this story.
So he,
Yeah, there's no point in people blaming the individual gas station owner or
exactly.
proprietor for what's going on because the oil companies dictated. Hear about the case in Wisconsin, by the way.
Which one?
Now, this is why you just want to see politicians and bureaucrats hanging from lampposts. I swear to God, this little individual gas station operator somewhere in Wisconsin decided to give a small discount to senior citizens and members of an organization that backed the local kids' sports teams. They could get a discount card, and they'd save 2 or 3 cents a gallon. State of Wisconsin came down on him like a ton of bricks.
Oh,
yeah, to get those prices back up, because they had sold out to the cartel and said, you have got to charge at least, I think it's 9.6%, rather, above the wholesale price of gasoline. In other words, the state government has whored out to the oil companies to tell individual gas station operators, oh, don't you dare cut those prices even by 2 or 3 cents a gallon.
Well, the thing is, there aren't going to be any individual gasoline price station dealers anymore. They're all going to be owned by the oil companies.
Well, they're trying to squeeze everybody out. The cartel strikes again.
Yes.
And anybody who thinks it's anything else is just living in fantasy land.
You know, as I'm cruising through the pages of the San Francisco Chronicle so that you don't have to do it.
Thank you. 'Cause I ain't gonna do it.